community is everything. And it's the fast track way. It's the fast track way to get both mind and market share. You know, it's not, Grant always said, right? He always knows it's not the best product that sells, it's the best known product to sell. That's why McDonald's is everywhere. It's a shit burger, but the drive-through is constantly packed. Why? Because of branding. And salute to them. And I want their branding. I want their bank account. Like, that's great. Now, as far as juggling everything, it's just a point in my life where I know it has to be done. And sometimes it's overwhelming. And bro, guys, we get challenged all the time. We get down on ourselves. Sometimes we doubt ourselves. Sometimes there's ups and downs. There's momentum. There's lack thereof. And there's a whole lot more losses than there are wins. But like, bro, I mean, that's the whole point of the game.
Welcome to the Apollonia Rockwell Show, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a life of purpose and success. I'm Apollonia Rockwell, CEO of True Safety and your guide on this transformative journey. Join me in powerful conversations with CEOs and industry leaders who aren't afraid to shake things up as they share their insights and wisdom to fuel your ambition. Get ready to lead a life that resonates with purpose. This is the Apollonia Rockwell Show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Apollonia Rockwell Show. Today, I'm already excited because, Mike, I can feel your energy through the video. I can actually feel your high energy. And so, guys, I'm so excited. We have Mike Schill on the podcast today. And so I'm like looking at your list. I've done so much research on you. We have founder of Full Circle Agency, which I can't wait to ask you more about. Former FSU D1 athlete, sales expert, sold over 50 million with different agencies, but just yourself there, and executive producer. And I am just so excited. Mike, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing great and excited at the opportunity to be here today. And thank you for having me on this phenomenal production that you all do for your people and your following. And I just want to preface it right up front. My only goal is to provide value and information and data that may move someone in some way, shape, or form. So I'm anxious to get this thing going. And again, humbled at the opportunity to be here. So.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, just by doing my research on you, I feel like just reading your bio has been moving to me. And I'm excited to ask you, I mean, a million questions, but one burning question I have is, what were some of those skills and some of those characteristics or habits that you took from being a top producer athlete, top producing athlete, mm-hmm. and what were some of those characteristics and habits that transferred into the sales world, into the entrepreneur world, into everything that made you who you are today? That's a loaded question, but tell me.
Hey, listen, easy to answer. And I'll say this much, you know, sports was everything to me, and it still is everything to a degree for me. Sports really taught me, first things first, what hard work really means and the importance of your surroundings, right? You know, had the opportunity to play football at a Division I program, collegiate program. You know, one of my coaches was Bobby Bowden, you know, RIP Bobby Bowden. The other coach is Jimbo Fisher, and actually left that college 1 year before we won a national championship, and arguably one of the best college football teams ever to play in the history of mankind, right? So, and the reason why I say that is not to boast, but, you know, I was around guys that were absolutely phenomenal at their skill set. And what it allowed for me to do is it allowed for me to raise my skill set to understand that maybe there's a next level, that maybe more could be done. And obviously that translated in the weight room, that translated in understanding the playbook. And ultimately that translates when you're in front of 15 million people on national TV. And that gives you confidence. So that burning desire, that work ethic, that 1,000% is something that I still use today. And I used it this morning. You know what I'm saying? The other two things are this. First things first is the discipline. and the importance of health. I've never stopped training like I trained at that time. And, you know, after college, I had an opportunity to do a little bit of track and field. Unfortunately, I had a knee injury, so that wasn't necessarily a long type career. But understanding the importance of health is everything. And I don't think there's been a day that's gone by that I still haven't trained. Kind of like how I was training when the only thing I was really doing was being an athlete, to be honest with you. And I think that that consistency is a differentiator, and it brings momentum into your day. So, like, you know, there's a quote, the purest form of self-respect is good health.
Yeah.
Like, yo, if you ain't doing that.
I resonate with that. I resonate that to my soul. I mean, I can't imagine a consistent routine of not starting my day without training my body and pushing myself to the limits. I start my day with a workout, you know, or like the hardest workout. And so to not start that way, and I already know if I miss a day that my mental's off.
Yeah,
personally, my mental's off, my clarity. And so just having that one routine, but one being able to push yourself and accomplish something first thing in the morning is so important to who I am. Mm. And speaking with you, it's a whole nother level, but I wanted to go back to something really quick, something that you first mentioned, was when you were on the football field and you were around top performers and you were around the best of the best. You said that being around that type of, there's different layers, but being with those types of top producing people showed you and made you realize that there was a next level even for yourself. So how important is environment in the business world? I mean, when you just said that, I was like, oh my gosh, having top talent, what did that do for you? And what does that look like in the business world for you?
Listen, y'all. listen. This environment thing is everything. You know, it takes me back. I'll just say one story. It takes me back. There's this one guy, his name was Patrick Robinson, went on to play cornerback for the New Orleans Saints and had a profound career and whatnot. And I'll never remember this first time we were doing sprints. And bro, shit, I can run, y'all. Like, trust me, you know, 99% of the people cannot catch me out there. You know, like, it just is what it is. And that's the facts. You can look it up, right? But this individual, I remember when we took off from the line, and I have like 3 or 4 gears in me, and he pushed it to like another gear that I didn't have. Now, of course, he runs like a 4.2 and, you know, all that jazz. But when he pushed it to the, I'll never, ever, 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 ever forget that moment, because that was a slap in the face saying, oh, you think you got something, but buddy, next to you has a whole lot more something. And so in business, it's the exact same thing. You know, we fast forward to you know, life after sports. And thankfully, because of my parents and it just because of the people I was surrounded, I didn't just rely on sports in college and, you know, majored in biology, exercise science, minor in nutrition. Like, you know, I was in organic chem, human biochem, like real classes. You can't BS your way through those classes. And you know, you transition to life after sport. Thank gosh I have that. Humbled by the grace of the man above again, but there was another experience. I worked alongside a gentleman by the name of Grant Cardone for 5 years in sales. And so I saw a fund go from 17.5 million to over 4.2 billion in under 5 years because of hard work, because of dedication, because people, alignment, processes, structure, training, accountability, like all those things. And so in that environment there, I saw it in sports, but then I saw it in business, what can be achieved if you actually do it. And the only reason as to why we were able to do some profound things, I'm talking 500 phone calls every single day.
Yeah.
I'm talking about closing hundreds of millions of dollars on a regular basis, was because of the environment. If the environment is not supportive of the end goal has no probability of being achieved. That's it.
Gosh, mind is exploding here. I I've been to a few conferences of Grant Cardone, and I'll tell you, oh my God, listen to him on the way this morning for the podcast that was just released this morning with Tom Brady. Oh, and wow. I was driving here, like holding onto my steering wheel, like go, go, go. And so I'm telling you, Mike, and I've never shared this because I feel like this is something that only you could relate to.
Yeah.
I think it was I'm trying to think which 10X conference this was. It was in Vegas. It was maybe the second or third one.
Yeah, I was there. I was there working. I know that for a fact.
I was with Brad Lee with Lightspeed. So I was front seat.
Yeah.
And I was there with Lightspeed. So I was grateful to get this like $10,000 seat or whatever, you know. But I was there for Lightspeed. So anyways, I'm there. I follow Grant, and I've never told this to anybody, but because I feel like they wouldn't be able to relate. But I was just like five, you know, while we were like interacting with Grant, and just his presence, Mike, like that energy, and it wasn't like fandom energy. It was energy because I was with somebody that, regardless if you love or hate Grant Cardone, what he has done with his life and who he was as a recovering addict to where, like, you know, didn't have mommy and daddy's money.
Right.
And to have accomplished the greatness where he's at, like that freaking transferred onto like my soul, and just being there like impacted my life. And it wasn't a one day hype me up conference. It's something that I carry with me to this day. And that was 7 years ago, because I was with somebody that did it, like that accomplished something. So I can really, I can really resonate with what you're describing around being around greatness has always impacted and always challenged you to maybe take it to the next level. So, I mean, I have so much for you. So, I mean, you've accomplished so much. Yeah. Like I feel like somebody like you, do you feel satisfied with where you're at right now?
Hell no.
Where do you have to grow?
First things first.
Where are you?
And I think that this is something that obviously, you know, it needs to be worked on internally within myself, because maybe I've done a couple of things, but I'm only on chapter one of a book of 145 chapters. In the sense of entrepreneurship, in the sense of building my own personal brand, in the sense of, you know, impacting the way that I want to impact, right? But the thing that you also need to work on is, you know, never satisfied, but always grateful. And it's kind of hard to be like that, especially, you know, and I can just feel your energy too as go-getters. And for the individuals who are listening, you go, everybody's a go-getter. I'm never freaking satisfied. I don't think I ever will be satisfied. And I feel that there is an incredible gap that needs to be addressed. There's a huge delta from where I'm currently at to where I know I'm supposed to be in this earth and what I'm supposed to do for people here while I'm here. But, you know, brick by brick, step by step. And but right now my goals every single morning, I'm trying to do some massive things. And
can you tell us about that? Can you tell us?
Yeah.
What was that?
We are nowhere where we want to be yet, just flat out, you know, just is what it is. So
I love it. And that's insane coming from somebody who's accomplished so much at such a young age. It's insane to me, but I get it. And I think that people listening can really resonate with what you're saying of, well, I'm an achiever, Mike. Like, I'm an achiever, Mike. What do I do with all this? You know, I want to go to the next level. And how do I, it's that pull that only you would understand of, I want to achieve this. How do I be grateful in this moment or in this current season in my life?
Hard.
And so can you talk to us about a little, I kind of skipped the whole, who are you and what all have you done?
Don't worry.
I mean, I want to get into that, but like, who are you today and what are you currently working on, and what's firing you up? What are you passionate about? Full Circle Agency. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So, you know, for those who don't know, my name is Mike Hsu, you know, CEO of the Full Circle Agency. We're an agency that specializes in retention marketing, ultimately increasing the lifetime value of a consumer with product-based brands. The individuals that we've worked with are or worked with in the past include eBay, right? Lions Not Sheep, Kimber, Acubo, Tectonic, Love and Pebble, Tentacle, like the list goes on and on. Our goal and our mission is to grow that thing to a $1 billion enterprise. Like we have to do it. We will do it. I guarantee it. Now, who else is my chill? You know, I'm a father. You know, I got a little baby son. Yeah, of course, man.
How old?
Well, he's 2 years and like 7 months. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. It's wild.
2 years. Yeah. I have a 2-year-old. Is he out of control?
Out of this world. Nothing makes logical sense in regards to what's being done. And then I look at it and I'm just like, well, of course not. You've only been in this world for 2.5 years. Why would anything make sense? So I just, you know, that's a whole different topic. So that's me. The other side of me is, listen, one thing that I learned that I love is I am more confident if 15 million people are watching me than I am if one person is watching me. Like, I love the pressure. I love the pressure, and I love to put on a show. And I'm not talking about a show as it relates to being fake. I'm talking about a show as it relates to being entertaining or providing a place for where other people can go for where they can feel something different. Like, I truly, truly passionately enjoy that. So the other side of me, you know, we're executive producer of films, and we just released a film, a Lanier movie, and that's out, and we're rocking. I think we're at like 2 million minutes streamed on Amazon Prime. We're on Tubi. We're negotiating massive contracts there. And when it's all said and done, I guarantee this, that I'll be remembered in the entertainment space. Like, I know it for a fact, whether it's production, whether it's acting, whether it's being a mogul. I look up to guys like Tyler Perry and so on and so forth. But I know when it's all said and done, that's where it's going to be. Like, guaranteed 1,010%. It's already starting to point in that direction. So in a nutshell, that's my show. Yeah.
That's in a nutshell. I saw that and I was reading and I was wondering, I was curious because that's an industry and that's a world that I feel like I know nothing about. The executive producer. I feel like I'm in a coaching session with you. Now we've turned it. Now I'm being coached by you and everyone just gets to listen to this. When you're working on a film, and I mean that type of pressure, I mean also juggling and having a family and running a business, how do you do that? How do you have all these different streams? And taking care of yourself and taking care of your team. What if somebody was like, Mike, you know, I want to be an entrepreneur. How do I juggle this? What would be your advice? How do you get through all that?
Yeah. You know, for the person that wants to be an entrepreneur, I would say that first things first, perfect your skill set to be able to effectively communicate. And by that, I mean sales. And I think that is the number one thing that allows for me to kind of, I don't want to say rest upon, but I have 100% utter confidence in that. If all else fails, I know I can sell the shit out of something. It's very simple. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that to a degree. Now, with that being said, if someone's looking to become an entrepreneur, you know, test the marketplace before you go ahead and drop the current thing that it is that you're doing to go all in on the thing that you don't know anything about beforehand. That is huge. That is huge. So many people I see don't jump into something without seeing if it's even a need or if it's even a want or being able to fulfill once or twice. Sometimes you got to do a couple of things for free or at very minimal to low cost to get wins, to get clarity, get understanding. And Grant always told us, right, to the degree you are sold, you will sell. So you got to be sold on yourself when you're in an entrepreneurship type role. Like, you got to sell yourself all the time. So that's what I would say to the entrepreneur thing. And the only other thing I would say to that before I answer the other question you asked me was, bro, focus on your personal brand over anything, bro. I'm telling you right now, people connect way faster with a face and a voice than they do any freaking logo in the history of mankind. So open up your damn mouth, show your show your value. Like community is everything. And it's the fast track way to get both mind and market share. You know, it's not, Grant always said, right? He always told us it's not the best product that sells, it's the best known product that sells. That's why McDonald's is everywhere. It's a shit burger, but the drive-thru constantly packed. Why? Because of branding. Why? And salute to them. And I want their branding. I want their bank account. Yeah. That's great. Now, as far as juggling everything, it's just a point in my life where I know it has to be done. And sometimes it's overwhelming. And bro, guys, we get challenged all the time. We get down on ourselves. Sometimes we doubt ourselves. Sometimes there's ups and downs. There's momentum. There's lack thereof. And there's a whole lot more losses than there are wins. But like, bro, I mean, that's the whole point of the game. I mean, that's why this thing is a game.
That's the fun of it. The fun of it. And you know what, Mike, people listening right now, I know, are also driving 100 miles per hour. I hope not. Don't be going crazy, or if they're out walking on a treadmill, they're running. Because listen, as you know, this space of personal development is filled with so many people who are preaching and talking about things that they haven't yet done yet, right? Mm-hmm. And I know by the first 5 minutes of chatting with you and by, you know, reading your bio, obviously you are real, you're authentic. And I had to pick up the pen, even though I'm going to be re-listening to this. I had to pick up the pen and start writing stuff down, because the strategies that you are giving, I know for a fact, you know, this is all, it's just real. I can't give the stamp of approval enough, because I know everything that you're saying is so real. Test the marketplace. Mm. Make sure that there's actually a want for your product before you just go out and quit your first job, like your source of income. You know, just real strategies for people, because as you know, in this space, people are saying, oh yeah, quit your job today, go do what you love. And like, that's not always the first step. Mm. So I really appreciate your advice there. And so you've mentioned something that, you know, is just so big in my life and is so big in our space, no matter what we're doing. Talk about sales. Ooh. And talk about how sales isn't just selling the product in front of you.
Bruh.
And how it's selling yourself. What have you, here's a question. I don't know if anyone has asked you this. Maybe you have, but what was the number one or number two things that you've learned with working with Grant and that environment? Like, what were the takeaways, the biggest things that resonated with practice on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah.
There's probably a lot.
No, I commend that organization, and you know, the fact of the matter is you learn about 55,000 new things every single freaking day. Like, I'm not even kidding you. It's you know, unless you've really experienced it, you just have no idea just what you're asked to do, what you're asked to achieve, the types and levels of conversations you have, the production that's required, the amount of people that you're in front of, hundreds of thousands of people every single year, and ultimately, shit, the money that you can make too, because you can make real money there. Don't get it twisted. I made some real money there too, and I'm not talking about little money, right? All those things are incredible. But if there were one or two things that I took away that stand out, man, it's the ability to always be on. You know, from an executive level and watching GC, like, he never, ever, 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 ever shut it off. And that's a common denominator. Bobby Bowden never shut it off. Jimbo Fisher never shut it off. The most elite athletes I've been around never shut it off. Some of the other mentors I have, they never shut it off. And I remember the story that he told us one time. He says, you know, where the Miami Heat play, you know, it costs energy to keep the lights on. And then when they shut off the lights and they got to turn back on the lights, it's even more energy to turn those lights back on every single morning when the Heat go to play. So he used that as a symbol. Is, you know, it takes more energy to turn off and turn on than it does just to stay on. And you know, sometimes it's hard and it's challenging to comprehend that, but it really does. And momentum is everything. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing was like big think. You know, I've been at tables by the grace of the man above that. I mean, I mean, we're talking about people that, yeah, they can make one decision and they affect the entire GDP. You know what I'm saying? Like it's for real. It's that level. But
yeah,
I remember one meeting in specifically. The only number, the lowest number that was talked about as far as a target was $1 trillion. We walked into a room and $1 trillion was written on the table. And that was the lowest number that was talked about. And so I challenge everybody, can you even write out what $1 trillion looks like? Like, can you even write out what $1 billion looks like? It's that next level of thinking. And we're in this box that was painted for us. And it's hard to step outside that box and realize that there's just so much freaking more. And those two things probably stick out to me the most. But yo, I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of things that stick out to me, you know.
And connecting some of the two things that you said of personal branding and sales, you know, I wrote that down in my notes where those are some of the things you would talk to about somebody aspiring to be an entrepreneur, maybe somebody who's running their business and they're maybe capped and it's like, how do I go to that next level and not forgetting to keep selling yourself? So what is that in personal branding? So when you take on clients at Full Circle Agency, do you see that often in the business owners and the founders that they're like, hey, I'm stuck. It's like, hey, I'm stuck. And so you're solving the problem of, hey, I'm stuck. We've got to 10 million and it's been like that year over year. Mm-hmm. Is it lack of, like, what is that common thread that you see in business owners that are stuck? Is it lack of personal branding and they need to take it to the next level? Or I mean, is there a common thread? Do you see something like that? Or is it the think?
You know, I mean, listen, we're working with brands that are worth billions and billions, and we're working with brands that, you know, just hit two million and 3 million, right? What I will say is this, that the thing that we solve is this thing. And this is one of the common denominators, and I'll go into the personal brand side piece too. The thing that we solve is retention. So every single person is focused on acquisition. They run ads. They spend a crap ton of money on getting leads in, and they get someone to buy. And by no means, because I was taught by this by my mentors, the number one area of focus that any single business owner should have is number one, acquisition. Number two, and equally as important as number one, marketing and advertising. And then number three is how do you make the lives of your employees easier? Those are the only things you need to be worrying about. There is nothing else that you need to be worrying about. But everybody focuses on acquisition, and then they have 150, 200, 300,000 people in their database who they're not constantly selling and staying in front of. And by selling, I don't necessarily just mean asking for a CTA, like, hey, buy this, hey, buy this, hey, buy this. But I'm talking about selling through education, selling through entertainment via the messaging, and ultimately building a community. So I think that one of the common denominators is you've got all this data. Use your freaking data. Because on average, in a product-based company, primarily, because that's primarily who we work with at this point in time, the average amount of revenue that should come from retention, what it should be, is anywhere from about 35 to 40%. 35 to 40% of your revenue should come from already existing customers, where the majority of the people that we partner up with, that's normal. That's like a normal thing. That's like known. Whereas the average before partnering up with us for the majority of our companies is anywhere from like 5 to 8%. And I'm talking about massive companies, like massive companies. So if someone said yes to you,
I've never heard it said like that before. I've never, as a business owner who's been in business for almost 10 years now, running True Safety, is that I've never heard that acquisition, well, that your current customers mm-hmm. should be anywhere between that 30 and 50% of what your revenue should be. I didn't even know that was really possible.
And listen, that is for product based brands. Obviously, if you run a solar company, if you run this or that, obviously the sales cycles are a little bit longer or whatnot. But for product based brands, for service based brands, but people should be coming back. Listen, you spent hundreds of millions of dollars on getting a customer, and they said yes once. Get them to say mm-hmm. yes twice. You know, implement. Mm-hmm. real segmented email strategies and loyalty rewards and subscriptions and get them indoctrinated into the ecosystem. Listen, build a family, build a community. You got a support system. They're your support system. It's easier to get someone to say yes for a second time than it is the first time. All you got to do is freaking ask. So that's the common denominator. And then from a branding side, mm-hmm. There's one company, Love and Pebble, Paul and Linda Tran, and great company. They're in cosmetics. And I would honestly say that they do out of the massive organizations that we work with, all the way down to, you know, the guys that are doing 1, 2, and 3 million. They're probably the most advanced company that we work with. And the only reason as to why they are is because they understand the importance of this branding thing. Like, they are 100, and this is not a plug. I don't get anything for this. Like, they're the first people that come by, and they actually get it. Like, you have to brand yourself. You have to use, you know, influencer marketing. Influencer marketing is incredible right now. UGC is massive if you do it a correct way. This retention piece is like, if you're not doing it, you're freaking crazy, bro. Like, crazy, crazy, crazy. And they are one of the few organizations that actually gets it. And they're one of the few organizations that actually understands what branding is. You'd be surprised. There's companies that are worth hundreds of millions of bucks, and they've never ran a Google ad.
Well, I mean, this is such, I actually just stopped writing notes because there's so much information, Mike, that you're dropping that is mm-hmm. so relevant. Again, this is so real. You're obviously in the day-to-day. It is so clear that you're in the day-to-day, you're in the grind, because everything that you're saying is so tangible and tactical and achievable, because these are your real life clients. You know, you get it. And so guys, this is a podcast that you're going to have to listen to over and over again. If you're trying to take your personal brand to the next level, if you're trying to take your company to the next level, if you're trying to take yourself, you know, personally, just to that next step, I'm just blown away. And a couple of things that I want to end with, because I know that we're shorter on time, but I've already probably taken up too much of your time, but I want to end with this, because this is a thread with what you've been describing. Two separate questions.
Okay.
I want to know the commonalities between exactly what you said, some of your best customers, some of the companies that are doing it right. You said that they get it and they're growing. You know, everybody listening here is trying to grow their business. So what is that common thread that of the top producing clients of yours, businesses that you've worked with, one or two or three things? What are they doing? What are they doing right now on a day-to-day? You mentioned your favorite customer. Branding was one of them.
Yeah. Well, the day-to-day for our best clients is based off of how they're thinking, but more importantly, that they're willing to have an open mind, bro. The commonality between the businesses that are absolutely crushing it is that they're not stuck in the old way. Guys, listen, bro. It goes back to sales, right? Selling 10 years ago and selling today is completely different. selling today and selling 2 years from today is going to be completely different. So why the hell would you run your company the same way 35 years ago that you did today? Like, why would you do that? You know what I'm saying? It's like freaking
even 5 years ago.
Yeah, bro, things change. 30 days. There was a thing with Gmail in Yahoo emails that just was rolled out on February 1st, and everybody had to change as far as how they were sending it. Otherwise, deliverability to all their purchasing population was a downstat. Like, people don't even know that stuff. Like, the people that are winning are the people that have an open mind, the people that are willing to change, and the people that are willing to move in the direction that sometimes they may not be willing to move towards, man. Like, you got to be up to date. You got to be up to date, bro. Like, you got to be up to date. And we challenge ourselves with that. And I currently challenge myself with that shit. You know, 10 years ago, you could rock on Twitter and be good. Now, or X. Now, bro, now it's the Instagram and the TikTok. And so, bro, 2 years ago, who knows what the hell else is going to be out there. But you better be at the change. Otherwise, you're going to get left in the dust. So that's the thing that
I love.
That's the thing that I think with, and systems and processes. But we all know that. I mean, you got to.
It's a common one, but you have to mention it. Yeah, you have to mention it because, as you know, there are so many different types of entrepreneurs, right? There's like the big think and no process, or there's the one that's just process, and they're missing that. What you mentioned first was open mind and big think. And so having that marriage between the two, systems and processes, and still be willing to think openly and be willing to change and willing to pivot quick is also the thing that's all encompassing, having that's like the perfect blend, you know? So I really appreciate that on the business side. And then the last question is, you know, I think of business here, but behind the business, you know, for the smaller businesses is the entrepreneur, you know, is that owner. And so also you mentioned common threads for thriving businesses that are doing it correctly. That's how you take it to the next level. What about just personally as an entrepreneur? Take the word entrepreneur. I feel like that word is it's overly used, but somebody that's crushing it in all aspects of life. And I know that that's what you believe, is that it's not all about business. It's how do we succeed in all the buckets of our life, you know, contributing to our community, your little boy, you know, being the best father that you could be. So in all these buckets, what are the common threads of the people you admire most? They could be the athletes that you admire, the actors, the producers, the ones that you feel like they're doing it all, and they're successful at the personal and the business. What are some of those common threads that you've noticed with people like that?
Yeah. So the first thing that comes to mind, and there's two things that come to mind. The first thing that comes to mind is being aware that you need to work on yourself internally. Like, you have to work on yourself internally.
Just that awareness.
That
awareness.
Awareness. And then ultimately doing it. Like, you know, our body is a machine, and you need to be constantly feeding it the right thing in order for it to perform. But so is our mind, and so is our brain. And like, there could be things that happen, you know, in childhood or something that could really affect you later on in life. And listen, we were in foster care. We were adopted. Like, don't get this thing twisted. This thing is from the muck. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, those things affect me. And if I wasn't consciously working on those things, they would affect both the business and everything else that I got going on in life. So understand that you got to work on yourself, and that's just vital, man. That's just vital. I really started working on myself maybe like 2.5 years ago. Otherwise, it's not taught in college. It's not. I mean, bro, come on, man. Like, you know, like, it's just not. That's not a real thing. The other thing to make sure that you get everything kind of locked in is, and I know this is simple, but like, being present in the actual moment and realizing that every moment is actually worth it. Like, I write down my schedule, and part of my schedule, I'll be like, oh, I have my son from 7 to 8 p.m. or whatnot. Like, he has my undivided attention. Like, the key thing is undivided attention. Like, put the phone down, bro. 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 You know,
I got emails. My business is texting me. I've got a million things. You're like, put the phone down.
Put the phone down for just an hour. After that hour, tap in. But know that, like, every single moment is, bro, it's just, you ain't going to get it back. And so the run, the go, you got to do. But the prioritizing different parts of the day to different things. And no, I'm using my son, for example. I don't need to be in front of my son for 7 hours. Shit. Realistically, I need to be in front of my son for an hour and a half every single day. You know, like, and he's good and I'm good. Like, that's it. But, like, write it down when it's happening. And then when it's happening, make sure that's the only thing that's happening. If it's given back to the community, okay, schedule time to where you're cultivating relationships to get back to the community and put down the phone or be on the phone only for that. Like, stop scrolling. And the only other thing I'm going to say, and I challenge myself with this every single day and attempt to get better at this every single day, is effective communication is everything. Your ability to communicate is directly proportional to what's in your bank account.
Oh my gosh. I completely believe that with every fiber in my body.
You know,
like, we're selling ourselves. Yeah. First and foremost, we're selling, with communication, we're getting people. When you say effective communication, I think of selling. So I just think everything is selling, but it's getting on the same page, right? Yeah. It's getting the buy-in. And I think that starts with yourself.
Yes.
And I think that starts with family. And then it's your coworkers and it's your team and it's the investors. It's everything. I hear what you're saying, that if you can't communicate your dream people, then it's going to stay in here. If you can't get other people looking and focused at the vision that you're all trying to go towards, like, getting that buy-in is what I hear when you're saying communication, effective communication. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Holy mollies. Okay. Well, this is a podcast I'm going to be listening to a couple times, because this is one of the most incredible conversations I've ever had. And I'm genuine when I say that. I'm so grateful for your time. I hope that we can do this again, because where you are today, for somebody who's dedicated like yourself and disciplined to grow, and since that's a priority in your life, I'd love to see who you are 6 months from now, or, you know, even if we do this same time next year, who you are a year from now, be a different person. And I'd love to talk with that person.
Listen, Miss Rockwell, I'm going to tell you right now, in about a year and a half to 2 years, my face is going to be all over TV. There's going to be paparazzi all around me, and ain't nothing fit to change as far as internally. But I'm telling you right now, I will be that guy. I'm telling you,
on the podcast.
Let's go.
This is airing. This is on YouTube. This is on everywhere you listen to podcasts. And so let's just make it right now. We're going to schedule an interview from this time next year. And let's both be committed to growing and achieving. Guys, everyone, thank you so much for listening. We're going to link all of Mike's social media platforms, and anything that you want to link, Mike will have it. So guys, thank you for listening, and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much for joining us for another inspiring episode of the Apollonia Rockwell Show. My goal is to give you actionable insights and motivation that propels you towards success. Remember, this is a journey, not a destination. Stay connected with us for more powerful conversations with thought leaders. Until next time, lead with purpose, chase your dreams, and always strive for greatness.